I am so aware of my own weakness. Are you? I know there are times in our lives where we wake up first thing in the morning and everything just feels down. There's just such a hard struggle to get up and to get after it and to feel motivated for the day. And we all face that. It's something every human being on the planet has experienced. But our reading today in the book of Romans, chapter 8, to me is a very comforting thing. Romans 8:26, Paul says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." Man, that's some powerful stuff. Let's unpack it a little bit. We don't always know what to ask for. We feel a need, we feel a struggle going on inside of us, but we don't know exactly what it is that we need. How many times have you been in a conversation with someone and you ask them, "What's wrong?" And they say, "I don't know." You've been there yourself. You've had that experience. And that's the kind of thing Paul is speaking to here, because as he's already covered in the previous paragraph, we are part of a creation that is bent against God because of the power of sin that exists in the world. And we, in that situation, feel a weariness at times. We feel a struggle inside because we have the first fruit of the Spirit. And yet we feel weak because of this power of sin that is still attached to our mortal bodies. But hopeful to the cause is what Paul says here, that the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So if you're feeling weak today, no matter what it's about or why it's come about, the Spirit is here to help you in that time of weakness. He's saying, trust the Holy Spirit to help you, to cry out to the Father on your behalf, because he intercedes for you with groanings too deep for words. Have you had those times where you go to a time of prayer, you know you need to seek God, but you just don't know what to pray, and inside it feels like this groaning, this yearning inside of you to express what it is, but you just can't get the words out? I think that's what Paul is talking about here. He's saying the Holy Spirit is able at those moments to help you by going to the Father on your behalf. And he says he searches our hearts and he prays for us according to the will of God. Man, is there anybody else you would want interceding for you than the person who knows your heart most intimately and also knows the will of God at the same time? That's what Paul is describing. That is who the Holy Spirit of God is for us, and he dwells inside of us. So today, whether you are facing struggles in your personal life, or perhaps in your business, you're facing some unforeseen circumstances that are causing some stress and anxiety, or you're just feeling weak for some reason and you can't put a finger on it, you can't define it, you can take comfort today and receive hope today, knowing that the Holy Spirit of God, third person of the Trinity, God himself, lives within you and is on your side to help you in your time of weakness. You can have that confidence, so you don't have to go into the day with a feeling of dread or a feeling of discouragement or pessimism. You can confidently preach to yourself today. You can say to yourself, "I am stronger than this because the Spirit of God is in me. I don't have to give in to these weak feelings. I don't have to give in to the despair or the discouragement or the confusion that I might feel. Instead, I can by faith say, yes, the Holy Spirit is in me. He is interceding for me, and I have hope today." I encourage you to do that. Learn how to preach to yourself based on truths like this. It will help you as you face every day that the Lord gives you on this planet. And then one day, you're going to see it all fulfilled when you see him face to face and you arrive and you're fully redeemed there in heaven before Jesus Christ, your Savior. Let's talk again on tomorrow's Morning Mindset.